Welcome to From the Roots Up. I'm Sean Frame. I'm your host. And every week we try and do a deep dive in a subject or a subject matter and bring you something that you might not normally hear. This week, I've got a real special thing for you. I've got the Fighting Oligarchy Tour from Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who came to visit our area not all that long ago. And I was lucky enough to be able to record the entire event and share much of it with you today. I am so excited that they actually came to our area. And I was even more excited that they were going to be right here in Auburn, where K-High is located. And at first I thought, oh my gosh, are we going to do a live broadcast from this event? And oh my gosh, they're coming to Auburn? And that's amazing. And who would have ever thought? And of course, you know, as the RSVPs rolled in, their team very quickly realized that Auburn was not going to be able to handle the sheer volume of people who were going to attend the event. By many counts, over 30,000 people attended that event and in Folsom, where they moved it to. And even Folsom, that created some major problems. The line at one point extended to over 3 miles long. So I'll just say this, you know, obviously, though we aren't often thought of in this region as like the hotbed of progressive politics, clearly there was a desire on the part of people to hear this message at this moment, and they came out and attend. We'll start with Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC for short.
I hear her. Thank you. Thank you all so much. You know, I heard that someone started flying a plane with a banner that said, this is Trump country. It sure don't look like it today. I don't think this is Trump country. I think this is our country. Because we're not afraid of them anymore, are we? I want to thank each and every one of you for making the effort to be here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know it's really not lost on Bernie or myself the sacrifice that it takes to take the time out of your day to get someone to cover your shift at work, to carpool, to figure out how to be here today. And we really cannot thank you enough, because this is the power of this moment, coming together, being here together, meeting one another. And I want everyone to look side to side. I want everyone to leave here today knowing someone new that you didn't know walking into this on the way out. Because those are going to be the people right here that are going to change this country and change Folsom in the next year or two. Isn't that right? We are all here together because we share in the frustration and the heartache that comes from watching those in power actively tear down or refuse to fight for everyday working Americans like us. We are here together because an extreme concentration of power, greed, and corruption is taking over our country like never before. Oligarchy. And we must acknowledge forthright the terrifying moment that we are in right now, that what we are hearing and seeing with our own eyes is, in fact, happening. We are watching as our neighbors, students, and friends are being fired, targeted, and disappeared. It is real. People we love are being targeted and harassed just for being LGBTQ. Our coworkers, US citizens and immigrants alike, are being disappeared off the street by men in vans with no uniform. Educators are being fired for teaching American history accurately. activists are being detained with no charge or evidence for using their First Amendment rights, especially if they are using those First Amendment rights to speak up for Palestinians and to end the war in Gaza. In fact, the Trump administration admits that it has jailed a young father and husband, Mahmoud Khalil, without any evidence or charge of a crime. They admit that they've thrown Mahmoud in a cell thousands of miles away from his family because he attended a protest and they did not like the content of his speech. But I want to be very clear, Folsom. Donald Trump's detention of Mahmoud Khalil for his speech is anti-American, and we demand his release, along with the release of Rumeysa Ozturk, who he is also jailing for writing an op-ed in her school paper. And we also demand the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. And we tell President Bukele, if we believe in democracy, he must be returned. It is criminal that he is being held abroad. And we demand these things because we do have power in this moment. All of us do. Everyday people do. And it will never, ever just be institutions or politicians and officials alone that uphold our democracy. It will always be the people, the masses, who refuse to comply with authoritarian regimes, who are the last and strongest defense of our country and our freedoms. You, Folsom, you, we know that a better world is possible. And we are willing to do something about it.
From the Roots Up is community radio that is sponsored by community businesses. If you'd like to join the growing list of folks who make this show possible, reach out to Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at khi.com. If you love live music and want to be up close and personal with the band, there's only one place to go, the Torch Club. This hotspot is the place to be with two shows a day, Wednesday to Sunday. Check out the upcoming shows at torchclub.net or just drop by 904 15th Street in Sacramento. The Torch Club, there's always something happening. From the Roots Up is brought to you by The Six Pack. Crack open some change and support the candidates and causes we need in these times. Paid for by The Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This moment did not come out of nowhere, Folsom. It has been a long time coming. The destruction of our rights and our democracy is directly tied to the growing and extreme wealth inequality that has been building in America for years. It is not a coincidence that billionaires like Elon Musk have dumped billions into this election to support Donald Trump. He sure is as hell is not doing it for charity. For years, we have known that our political system has slowly but surely become dominated by big money and billionaires. And time after time, we have seen how our government and laws are more responsive to corporations and lobbyists than everyday people and voters. And we also know that the agenda of dark money to keep our wages low and to loot our public goods like Social Security and Medicare, to give to the rich. We know that this is deeply unpopular with the American people, Republican, Independent, and Democrat alike. But just look at what Republicans in Congress have been quietly doing. They have been voting to advance cuts on hundreds of billions of dollars from Medicaid and veterans benefits so that they can take that money and give it to their donor class. All in the form of paying for tax cuts for the rich and sweetheart government contracts for their companies like SpaceX. And Folsom, you know who voted for that, by the way? The man who represents you right here in Congress, Kevin Kiley. But you know how many people are here in Folsom today? 26,000 of you have gathered to tell Kevin Kiley, hell no! Hands off our Medicare! Hands off our Medicaid! Hands off our Social Security. Kevin Kiley knows that this is not what you want. He knows that it is deeply unpopular. He knows that it hurts the people of Folsom. But he is not there to serve working families. He is there to serve himself and the billionaire class that put him there. But he knows that the only chance he has to get away with such unpopular and destructive decisions is to stoke deep divisions along race, identity, and culture to keep all of us fighting and distracted. This has been the big money playbook, not just now, but for decades, and we are not going to fall for it anymore. But Folsom, this is why Donald Trump is not an aberration. He is the logical, inevitable conclusion of an American political system dominated by corporate and dark money. And if we are to defeat him, we must defeat the system that created him. Money in politics is the hand of oligarchy. America, we are at a crossroads. We can either have extreme wealth inequality with the toxic division and corruption that it requires to survive, or we can have a fair economy for working people along with the democracy and freedoms that uphold it. I grew up in a working class family. My mom cleaned houses, and my dad worked on a small business. And my parents worked themselves to the bone so that my brother and I could just have a shot, the American dream. And for a moment there, it looked like we were going to make it. We had a home, bills were getting a little less stressful to pay, and I was doing well in public school. And what may have looked like a modest life to others was a dream come true for us. But suddenly, when I was a teenager, my dad was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. And after a long fight, we lost him. My dad actually passed away in September of 2008, just as the economy crashed in the Great Recession and millions of jobs across the country vanished. It felt like the little world of our family fell apart, just as the larger world was falling apart too. And overnight, my mom was left alone to figure out how to provide and put two kids through school, keep our house, pay off our medical bills, all on a house cleaner salary. And that is how I became a waitress, to help pay the bills. Because at that time, just as it is now, It was millions of working families who paid the price while billionaires and thieves who defrauded our financial system got off richer than ever before. And not a single one of them went to jail. And now that is the story that Republicans mock. Not mine, but all of ours, when they say that a waitress or a working person is unqualified to serve in Congress. But the fact is, Folsom, many of us are far more qualified to know what real life is really like than any of them ever will. And I tell this story not because it is special, but because of how common and normal it is, and how normal this barbarism is of how so many people are allowed to live today. And while the details may differ, so many of us knows what it feels like for life to be one bad day, one bad piece of news, or one major setback from feeling like it's all going to fall apart. We don't have to live like this anymore, Folsom. We can make a new world, Folsom, a better country where we fight for the dignity of all people. And it looks like living wages, California. It looks like stable housing. It looks like guaranteed health care and respect for all our differences, no matter who we are or where we come from. And that is why, even as a waitress with a long shot campaign, I decided I would never take money from lobbyists or corporations, and it's why I never will.
We all know that money spent on politicians is nothing more than a bribe. Citizens United called it free speech, but we know better. But what if we could balance the scale a few bucks at a time? That's what we're doing at the Six Pack, taking small donations and adding them up to make things more fair. Crack open some change. Support the Six Pack. Paid for by the Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. This episode of From the Roots Up is brought to you by The Torch Club, Sacramento's premier live music venue every Wednesday to Sunday. Check them out at 904 15th Street in Sacramento or online at torchclub.net.
Congress, I was genuinely shocked by how the place worked, even having run against dark money in the first place. The everyday influence of corruption and dark money was astonishing. We have somehow conditioned ourselves in Congress to believe that it's normal for elected representatives who swear an oath to the American people to day trade individual stock and make millions with the sensitive information that we are entrusted with for the purpose of governing. How can anyone possibly make an objective vote on health care, energy, or war when their personal money is tied up in pharmaceutical companies, oil and gas companies, or defense company stocks? You can't. And to be clear, I don't care what party you are, Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter how powerful one is or what position they hold. Members of Congress holding and trading individual stock is wrong. It is corrosive, it is destructive, and it needs to be banned. But you know what, Folsom? Because of your support, because of gatherings like here today, because you allow me to not take a dime in corporate money, you free me to say no. You free me to fight for Medicare for all people. You free me to fight for a renewable energy economy. But not everyone is so lucky. I've seen firsthand how these groups bully and pressure members of Congress. They threaten to take their money away or to spend it against them if they don't do what they want. And what they want is for our lives to be as expensive as possible on the lowest possible wage. What they want is for as many people to be exploited in America as possible. And it trickles down to how life feels for working people today. So I want us to understand that this constant pressure that we feel in our lives, of the water rising up to our throats, the impossibility to afford anything easily, the fear of speaking up or being who we are in public, the bitter divisions driven more by online algorithms than the truth, the crumbling of our rights and protections, understand that this right now is what it feels like to be governed by billionaires. Not someday, but right now. And the first step is to open our eyes to that. Because of course, it is a system that depends on division to enable its inequality, that will favor a president who is the best at dividing us and the most skilled at corruption. And it will also reward the Republicans in Congress who support that agenda, no matter what crimes are committed, including crimes from the White House. Big money is how we got Donald Trump. His whole presidency began with launching tools for bribery, meme coins and cryptocurrencies to fleece normal people and move money in the dark, extortion settlements from media companies and law firms who gladly pay the price. And he even removed duly elected officials, including Republican ones, from the chamber of the inauguration to make room for who he really wants in charge, the unelected billionaires who were standing behind him. They have one central economic mission: to make billionaires richer at the expense of all of us. So it does not surprise us that their first economic mission has been to smear and target Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, to fire our federal workers and to abandon our veterans for hundreds of billions of dollars in cuts so that they can hand that money off to their donors. And the things that they say are crazy. Crazy. Medicaid is one of the most efficient and effective public systems, lowest in fraud that we have in the United States. Just yesterday, I saw on television, on Fox News, you had this woman, Jeanine Pirro. Crazy thing about Jeanine Pirro is that she's from Westchester County, where I went to public school, and it's like, wow, how things have evolved there. Anyways, so Jeanine Pirro goes on television. She says, as though this is fraud, she says that they found so many babies and two-year-olds and four-year-olds who were receiving Social Security. I've got a notice for you, Jeanine Pirro. Those babies get Social Security because their parents died. That's not a waste. That's humanity. That's America. That's the country that we fight for. Those are the promises we make to one another. That is what it means to be in a civilized society. It's not waste. It is the best of us. Folsom, I know that it at times can look impossible out here for the Republicans to be defeated. But that is not true. It is simply not true. From the waitress who is now speaking to you today, I can tell you impossible is nothing. Miracles start with mustard seeds. And that is what each and every one of you represent today. Small miracles of faith in ourselves, in each other, and in the refusal to give up. And by the way, as they try to cut Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, we just need to peel off 3 Republican congressmen in the entire country. And I got a feeling that you might do it right here in Folsom. And if you do it, Folsom, then the people here today will have saved Medicaid for the entire United States of America. We stand with you, we are here with you, and we will support you. So I will end where I began. We may all come from different places, but we share so many of the same experiences. So to all those who came here today unsure of whether or not this is where you belong, I want to say affirmatively that you do. No matter if you have all the right words to say, no matter your race, religion, gender identity, or status, you know, if you even voted for Donald Trump in the past and are open to changing your mind, come on in. If you are willing to fight for someone you don't know, you are welcome here. If you are willing to fight for working people, regardless of who they are, how they identify, or where they come from, you are welcome here. Because here, everyone is valued. But we have to stand together. We cannot be tempted to turn in our neighbors or be fooled into thinking that we're really that much different than the trans kid who wants to get accepted at school. We can't fall for the ruse that we're that different than the dreamer who wants to provide for their family and fulfill our country's promise. It is standing together without exception to reject division. That is the only way that we can win. So I hope that you see this movement is not about partisan labels or purity tests, but it is about class solidarity. The thousands of you who came out here today to stand together and say our lives deserve dignity and our work deserves respect. We are here to make a sacred promise to one another. And our goal is to commit to building the kind of country that we all deserve. And we will make that promise to take care of each other on our worst days and to share in the successes of our best. Thank you, Folsom. Thank you for having me.
From the Roots Up is brought to you by the Six Pack. Crack open some change and support the candidates and causes we need in these times. Paid for by The Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. If you love live music and want to be up close and personal with the band, there's only one place to go, The Torch Club. This hotspot is the place to be with 2 shows a day, Wednesday to Sunday. Check out the upcoming shows at torchclub.net or just drop by 904 15th Street in Sacramento. The Torch Club. There's always something happening. And now the main event, Senator Bernie Sanders, as he addresses a crowd of nearly 30,000 people in Folsom, California.
We are here this evening to say very loudly and clearly to Mr. Trump and people all over this country, we as Americans will not accept oligarchy. We will not accept authoritarianism, and we will not accept a rigged economy where working people struggle while billionaires become richer. We will not accept a situation where, if you can believe it, one man, Elon Musk, you've heard of Elon. Elon owns more wealth than the bottom 50% of households in America. That, brothers and sisters, is insane. We have got to, together, create an economy that works for working people, not just Mr. Musk and the billionaire class. And to make a bad situation even worse, at a time of unprecedented income and wealth inequality, never had more inequality ever in America than we have today, Mr. Musk and the Republicans in Congress are working on a reconciliation bill. And this is legislation that would give $1.1 trillion in tax breaks to the top 1% and they pay for that by cutting Medicaid by $880 billion, cutting nutrition programs for hungry kids, and cutting affordable housing. Now, you've got a congressman here whose name is Kevin Kiley. So I don't know if Mr. Kiley is watching the live stream or not, but Mr. Kiley, I think some of your constituents have a message for you. Don't vote to give tax breaks to billionaires and cut programs that the working class of this country desperately needs. And by the way, Mr. Kiley, I have a feeling that some of your constituents would love to sit down and chat with you on that issue. Now, Alexandria comes from New York City. I come from Vermont. We've come a long way here. The least you could do is sit down with your constituents right here. And that's why Alexandria and I are here this evening. We believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, not a government of the billionaires, by the billionaires, and for the billionaires. And when we talk about oligarchy, it's not just the incredible economic power that the billionaires have, which is unprecedented. And it's not just about the massive income and wealth inequality, which is also unprecedented. Today in America, as a result of that disastrous Supreme Court decision on Citizens United, billionaires like Musk can put unlimited amounts of money into both political parties. So Mr. Musk himself put $270 million to elect Donald Trump as president. And that for Musk was a pretty good investment. Not a lot of money when you're worth $300-400 billion. So it's a modest investment. And his reward was to become the most powerful person in the United States government. But I must tell you, it is not only Musk and the Republicans who are putting huge amounts of money to make sure they elect the candidates of their choice. It is Democrats as well. And there is a reason why Democrats, for so many of years, have not had the courage to stand up to the ruling class and represent working people, and that is because that party is dominated by corporate interests. So today we say loudly and clearly, and I think in saying this, I speak for conservatives and progressives and moderates. The time is now to get rid of this disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision. And move to public funding of elections. But brothers and sisters, it is not just oligarchy that we are fighting. We are fighting a president who undermines our Constitution every single day and threatens our freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. We are fighting a president whose agents are rounding up innocent people off the streets, throwing them into unmarked vans, and sending them to detention centers here in the United States, in El Salvador and elsewhere. That is not what happens in a democracy. That's what happens in a dictatorship. And together, we are not going to allow Donald Trump to create an authoritarian society. He is usurping the power of the Congress. He is now challenging in an unprecedented way the role of the judiciary in America. The Supreme Court recently ruled in a 9-0 decision that a man who was illegally picked off the street and sent to El Salvador has got to be returned. A 9-0 decision of the Supreme Court. Mr. President, obey the law. But it is not just Congress and the judiciary whose power he is trying to assume. It is the media as well. Apparently, he does not understand that in America we have freedom of speech. He has sued ABC, CBS, Meta, the Des Moines Register. His FCC is now investigating NPR and PBS. Just the other day, he said that CBS should lose its license. You know what they did? They ran a program which was critical of some of his policies. How terrible. And this is from a guy who has spent his entire political career attacking people, lying about people in the most vicious ways. So we say to Trump, if you can't take criticism, get out of politics. This is a democracy, and criticism and freedom of speech is what it's all about.
We all know that money spent on politicians is nothing more than a bribe. Citizens United called it free speech, but we know better. But what if we could balance the scale a few bucks at a time? That's what we're doing at the Six Pack, taking small donations and adding them up to make things more fair. Crack open some change. Support the Six Pack. Paid for by the Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. From the Roots Up is community radio that is sponsored by community businesses. If you'd like to join the growing list of folks who make this show possible, reach out to Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at khi.com. This episode of From the Roots Up is brought to you by The Torch Club, Sacramento's premier live music venue every Wednesday to Sunday. Check them out at 904 15th Street in Sacramento or online at torchclub.net.
Brothers and sisters, our job is not just right now to defeat the very dangerous situation inherent in Trumpism. We've got to fight them every single day. But we have got to do more than that. This is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. We should not have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country on earth. 0 through 4 are the most important years of human development. We should have the best child care system in the world, not a dysfunctional system. We should have the strongest public education system on earth. Do we have any teachers here? Thank you, teachers. And we want to make sure that our teachers are well paid and are respected. No teacher in America should start off at less than $60,000 a year. We need more doctors, we need more nurses, we need more dentists, we need more electricians, plumbers, sheet metal workers. Young people should not have to go deeply in debt to get the education they need. You know, back in 1944, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the great presidents in our history, he said something that was enormously profound. It kind of got passed over because we're in the middle of World War II. But what he said at that point is that, look, we have a great constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, etc. But we're lacking something. And what we're lacking is the understanding that economic rights are human rights. Now, the establishment doesn't want us to understand what that means. But what it means is that living in this country, the richest country on earth, a country where today we're seeing an explosion of technology, which is going to make us even wealthier. What we want is that technology to work for working people, not just the owners of the corporations. Brothers and sisters, it is not a radical idea. It really isn't. You know, the establishment and the moneyed interests will tell you, oh, this is a terrible idea. But in this country, every man, woman, and child can and should have a decent standard of living. We should not have, what a disgrace, in LA, here, in Burlington, Vermont, we got together as a nation, 800,000 people sleeping out on the streets of America. We've got 20 million people who are spending half of their limited incomes on housing. Maybe instead of spending $1 trillion a year on the military, what about building 5 million units of low-income and affordable housing? If you can believe it, and it's true, over the last 52 years, the average American worker today, in inflation accounted for dollars, is earning less than he or she did back then. You got that? Think about all of the increase in worker productivity. They didn't have computers back there. They didn't have cell phones. Workers are producing much more today than they did 52 years ago, and yet in real dollars, they're earning less. It is time to raise the minimum wage to a living wage. And brothers and sisters, it is the trade union movement in America that has developed and created the middle class. And millions of workers all over America want to join unions. We got some trade unionists here tonight? Thank you. They want to join unions, but they're unable to do so because employers use illegal tactics to prevent them from organizing. And that is why we're going to pass what's called the PRO Act to make sure that every worker in America will be able to join a union. You may or may not know that in America today, we remain the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people as a human right. We have a health care system which is broken, which is dysfunctional, which is cruel. As a nation, we are spending almost twice as much. We spend over $14,000 for every man, woman, and child for health care. $14,000. And yet, despite spending so much, 85 million Americans are uninsured or underinsured. 60,000 Americans die each year because they cannot afford to go to a doctor when they should. I have talked to doctors in Vermont and all over this country who treat patients who walk in the door and they say, "Why didn't you come in here when you first felt your symptoms?" And the patient said, "I'm uninsured or my deductible is too high. I just didn't have the money." That is outrageous. It is unacceptable. We must pass Medicare for all. And guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child. And when we talk about what oligarchy is about, and when we talk about what corporate greed is about, I want you to hear one fact that you won't see in the corporate media or here in the halls of Congress. Right now, as a nation, our life expectancy, how long we live, is about 4 years less than other major countries. That's pretty bad. Do you know what's even worse? If you are working class in America, on average, you will live 7 years shorter lives than if you are wealthy. And you know why that is? Why is that? You got it. Everybody knows. The word is stress. I grew up in a working class family. And I've been all over this country talking to working class people. You know what it's like to wake up in the morning and wonder about whether you're going to be able to feed your kids or not? You know what it's like to know what when you get sick or your mother is ill, you may not have the money to get the medical care you need? You know what it's like that when your car breaks down, you don't have the $1,000 you need to repair it, you can't get to work? All over this country, people are struggling every single day just to survive. Brothers and sisters, in the richest country in the history of the world, we can do a hell of a lot better than that. Thank you. But in truth, it is not Bernie. It is you. And that's not rhetoric. If we are going to defeat Trumpism, if we're going to create the kind of nation that we know we can become, it's going to take millions and millions of working people standing up together, educating, organizing, knocking on doors, forming unions. We can do it. Now, what the ruling class of this country does, and they do it brilliantly, I must confess, what they do is essentially tell you, you are powerless. Ain't nothing you can do, because we, the oligarchs, we got all the money, we got all the power, we own the media, we own the Congress, ain't nothing you can do about it. Well, we are here this evening to tell them, hey guys, you got it wrong. Because when we stand together and not let Trump and his friends divide us up by the color of our skin or where we were born or our sexual orientation or our religion, when we stand together, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. So in this pivotal moment in American history, what I have discovered is Alexandria and I go all over this country, we are seeing unbelievable turnouts. We were in Idaho. We had 12,000 people coming out in Idaho, most conservative state in the country. We had 20,000 people in Salt Lake City, a Republican state. And I think what the American people, Republicans, independents, Democrats are saying, sorry, Mr. Trump, we don't want your oligarchy. Sorry, Mr. Trump, too many men and women have fought and died to defend democracy. You're not going to take us into authoritarianism. And sorry, Mr. Musk, we're going to create an economy that works for us, not just for you. So, brothers and sisters, I recognize that the oligarchs have enormous power. They have unlimited amounts of money, and they are extraordinarily greedy. They want it all. But the last that I have heard, I'm not a mathematician, but I do know that 99% is a hell of a lot bigger number than 1%. So let us stand together, let us defeat Trumpism, let us create the kind of America we know we can become. Thank you very much.
Well, this is the part of the show we always go to. This is going to be a quick one today because we had so much today. What have we learned and what can we do? Well, if you didn't know who these folks were and you were just listening to what they had to say, what would you think? I'll tell you what I'd think. I think that they actually care deeply about their fellow human beings and fellow Americans. And that's quite the takeaway in the times we live in. When it comes to ideas and when it comes to getting things done that we need, I think we need to stop listening to things with an ideological filter. I say it every week. If the idea is good, it's just good. And with that in mind, I hope you'll join me and them in fighting for a living wage, not just a minimum wage, and in pushing for healthcare that provides the care we need without bankrupting people, and in demanding that candidates for public office share our values. Thank you for being with me this week on From the Roots Up. I'm Sean Frame, and I hope you'll join me every week as we delve into a topic like this, and I hope you'll engage me in a conversation. If you want to reach out to us, send an email to fromtherootsupshow@gmail.com.